The Ermine Coat. On the way back from the bazaar, Aunt Malena points to the cracks under the balconies of our building. She warns me never to walk or stand under them, unlike those pilgrims lined up for the tomb. Little by little, she says, we're sinking into the soft earth. Knowing what comes next, I lift my net sack to my chest, hide behind the leafy beet stalks. Over the past month, Aunt Malena has used any excuse to remind me that our family's misfortune is my fault. Even the rat-sized cockroach she was trapped with in the elevator last week, also apparently my doing. If it weren't for my misbehavior, my mother, sister, and I could have left this collapsing building, this collapsing country. But Aunt Malena must be feeling generous today. Instead of scolding me, she sits on her haunches, studies her own boot print in the mud. There used to be a village here, she says, and I imagine one no larger than her foot. She tells me the villagers spoke Ukrainian and picked cranberries for a living. Then the marshes were drained, sunflowers sown for oil, the villagers pried from their dung huts and stacked on top of each other. Many of them refused to move into the high rises, never having lived so far from the earth. The village was called Ivankiv, she says. It lives on as our street name, but Russified. When she lived in the countryside, doing farm work in exchange for a bed, the villagers would pass down secret lore. Aunt Malena moved in with us 2 years ago, after grandmother died. All she'd brought with her, the clothes on her back, a rapier, a record player and phonograph, and 16 vinyl records for mother to sell, but mother refused, saying the records wouldn't be worth much these days anyway. Some mornings, I find Mother and Aunt Malena twisted around each other on the fold-out, mouths agape, as though they escaped the same nightmare, just barely. Like Mother, Aunt Malena is tall with a long, pale face. She and Mother could be sisters. When they drop me and my sister off at school, no one asks, and we don't tell. The neighbors might whisper, but what can they do? Mother says we're living in an age of freedom. Aunt Malena says we're living in an age of 15 brands of sausage, which is not the same thing as freedom. When I ask where are these 15 brands of sausage, Mother says we need only visit Kiev to find them.